Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. 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 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, what's a flip, yo? Bringing all the latest vibes.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight as we do each and every Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, we are broadcasting live straight from Charlotte, North Carolina, and across the globe. Tonight, y'all, we have a special treat for you. You know what it is? It is Star-Studded Tuesdays, and we're going to get it in. We got Red Man coming through in just a few, so you don't want to miss. Then we're going to bring in from the Shaq's Comedy Tour, we have none other than one of the hottest comedians out, Comedian Capone. So you definitely, definitely got to stay tuned in to the Nicki Rich Show, because we bring the hottest. Everybody, I want to let you know, if you want to speak to our guests in just a few, all you got to do is call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. Also, follow us on Twitter at Miss Nicki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, and you can follow the Nicki Rich Show on Twitter as well, Nicki Rich underscore show. Log on to our official website, which is NickiRichShow.com. That's where we can be heard, NickiRichShow.com. And we're going to continue to get it in. And you can log on to iTunes and listen to every episode of the Nicki Rich Show for free. It doesn't cost a thing. Download that podcast. Search The Nicki Rich Show. And right now we're going to get back into the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then we're going to get to some hot new music and our special guest for tonight. So everybody keep it locked. You're listening to the hottest radio station. It's The Nicki Rich Show.
About Infinite Style. Wow. Infinite Style is an online specialty boutique that caters to full-figure women such as myself and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed into making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an infinite woman? Curves! That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, number 4, letter U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now. Go!
Okay.
Get it!
I'm going.
Black and white is all I see. Seven shining, none can see. Long as I got my LP.
C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A.
La, la, la. I'm feeling it.
Oh, the mother,
you want me to be a girl.
is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. You know, it's the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to get right to it. We got some hot new independent artist music, and we're going to get into it right now. Right now, we're going to go to Ebenezer Dot That Kush. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, say, bud.
Hey, man.
I thought you quit, man. You quit, bro.
I did.
But I want to get high. Quit, but I lied. I tried. Stack a pint. I need that in my life. Tell my supply. I'll be over in five. Hop in my ride.
Anybody else know I ain't asleep, but I grind like the music. like water whipping in a pizza. I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Sex anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
Steady gang of pitcher, like a referee. I earn my stripes in these streets, I used to test the G. I used to get the police here whenever they tried to arrest me. Remember when these bitches act like they wanted to molest the G. See a nigga go to acting all aggressively. Get a little money, then they go faking pregnancy. Doing all kinds of shit with no discrepancies. Trying to get someone's attention. Somebody wants to help me, please. But I don't bought a bullshit, you know a nigga grind. Give me a minute, promise you gon' see my figure slime. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. The way I rock the nation, it might just be a jigger sign. But hold up, you know I feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South Good in Conroe, Texas. Rap game suit, my flow so reckless. Daddy gang of pisser coming through your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch, I spit the heater. Ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker. I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like the niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
I grind like the niggas in the kitchen with a beaker. Or a pirate over the stove ready to heat it up. I'm Money Mayweather the track, yeah, I beat it up. Rap game lines on niggas selling, I'ma eat it up. Mashing the gas on you niggas and only speeding up. We got the whole world starting to believe in us. I'm trying to make it to where this music shit is feeding us. We win even when we lose, so I ain't no defeating us. So one against us is straight pointless. As for my fans, there will be no disappointment. Chairman of the board, I've been appointed. God bless me with a gift, I've been anointed. But hold up, you know it feel real good. Let me do it one time for my hood. South Dug in Conroe, Texas. Rap game stupid, my flow so wet. Daddy gang of fish up, coming through your speaker. You know I drank the diesel and bitch, I spit that ether. Ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper. I grind like the biggest water whipping in a beaker. I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker. Just ask anybody, hell no, I ain't a sleeper.
I grind like them niggas, water whipping in a beaker.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. That was Roscoe Fettuccini. I grind right now. We're going to get to South, and we're going to back it up on the Nicki Rich Show.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she hitting all that soft and on panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach out right and grab it.
Yeah, got on my aviator shade, gold frame, black lens, and it look just like the tinted windows on the black Benz. Just soon as I hit the club, my mama was looking at me, so I tilt my shade, so shawty, I'm looking at me, and I'm feeling manic. I'm trying to hit the dance floor with a chick that got a coat by the shake frame and a fat. You talking like, meet me at the bar, baby girl, I buy you anything. You were a real nigga, bartender, keep the change. My name ran south, so I wanna see you with your pants off. And it ain't no use in lying, I'm f***ing, I think you fine. I'm trying to crash tonight, so don't start acting like you won't give me no tonight, quit playing. Look,
I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they Spanish. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now
ooh,
let me see ya.
Back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh,
now
back
I'ma
it.
Just tell her,
alright, she popping like a soda. Booty doing gymnastics the way she bend it over. Her floor exercise got me wanting to turn roper. If I was a caveman, I'd just tag her and rope her. But we sophisticated, so I tap her on her shoulder. And she knew what it is for a nigga came game over. A dog to these, they just call me Red Rover. And yeah, you know the rest is now she shirtless on the sofa. Kicking off them loafers, hot, sufficient though. Sit up like some missus, yo. I'm trying to hit it, then she tripping, disappearing like she missed a coat. Damn the way that she shake her. When you see her shaking fast, look back and watch yourself.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now let me see you.
I'ma make it rain, you just gotta make it worth it. You gon' let me cut, I'ma be a surgeon. He shopping, I splurge it, swerving in a surgeon. She lit like Madonna, but ain't dancing like no virgin. Diamonds in my chain, looking like some frozen service. She tryna get deep, but I just wanna scratch the surface. But that pussy, I'm a murder. I tell you the truth, but girl, I ain't a preacher. And now I wanna buy you. I just wanna leash you, cause you the Mona Lisa. Do anything to please you. Don't leave your girl around me, I swipe her like a
Look,
Visa.
I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it.
All right, all right. You're listening to the hottest.
I think she likes me like a fresh pair of Nikes. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around, says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh, oh, oh.
Hey, love, hey, love,
hey.
Service on the first class flight, God takes me there. It's that gift right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said.
From New York, straight talk, America's best. Kawhi Long Island's where I rest. Believe that. And now we up with the itch. Yo, PMD, cooling with Nikki Rich. That's how it's going down.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and we are live tonight. Yes, right now I want to let everybody know our guest for tonight is in the building. And everybody, all you have to do is call in and press that 323-580-5741, and it's 323-580-5741. And also, I want to let everybody know that the chat room is open and it is live. And we are ready for our guest tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about him. He has taken over the hip-hop scene. You already know since 1992 and now, and he has taken over with What, the album, and so many more. And I'm going to tell you, he has gone hard over the years and have given us good quality music with over a half a dozen golden and platinum albums. And we would like to welcome platinum-selling artist Redman to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's good, Nikki Rich? How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on tonight.
Come on, I'm here. That's what I'm supposed to do, represent that real hip-hop, baby.
That's what it is. Now, Redman, go ahead and let the listeners know what you got going on right now.
Besides working on artists like my nephew Reddy Rock, and he got a single out right now on my grind, and besides working on the new Muddy Waters 2 album and the Red MF, and doing the Me and Meth Blackout 3 album and working on the Red MF new movie, we got a lot of things going on that we got to Yeah, and I'm an executive producer. Next album, that's Meth in the background. Anyway, say what up to Nikki Rich. Yes. What up?
Y'all live over there.
Yeah. We in Cali right now. We doing the Rock the Bells tour right now. So we heading to the Bay at the end of the week. But we in Cali, working. Going to the studio, using our time constructively, Nikki Rich, you know how we do.
I know. I'm telling you, and I'm already, I got some peeps out there in Cali. They have been to the concert. They say it was live.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we knew.
That's real. Now, y'all are you on like a promo tour as well?
No, not yet. We just doing this Rock the Bells weekends, and you know, then it's back in the lab working, getting these albums out. Crystal Meth, the new Method Man album coming, and Muddy Waters 2 album coming. Also, the what's that? The 20th year Wu anniversary.
The
Reggie. Yeah, 20th year anniversary of the Wu Tang. Yeah, doing the tour on that, the Death Squad Wu-Tang tour, so it's a lot of things that, you know, we have in store for the fans.
Most definitely, and we ready, man, we ready. Y'all are the duo, that's what I'm talking about, and I know you're talking about the movie.
I hate you, but hey, young brother. All right. Yeah, what you doing out here? I'm doing an interview right now with Nikki Rich. That's my little brother.
What up?
She said, "What up? What you doing? Who's over there?" All right, yo, let me finish doing this interview, bro. I'm gonna call my phone, bro. I'm out here to the end of the week, then we going to the bed. All right, if you're in trouble, let me know. Hit my phone. All right. Wow, that's a blessing. God is good. Sorry about that, Nikki Rich.
You good? We love it here. We just glad to have you on tonight.
That's what's up. Well, that's why I'm here. You know, it don't matter, you know, if you're major or not. You know, we look at it like it's all love. You showing us love, we're going to show you love, regardless to the fact. And, you know, I'm glad we made this phone call happen so we can reach out to the people and let them know that this movement that we got going, It's real. It's hip hop. We survivors of the 90s era, and we still banging. And we appreciate people like you, Nikki Rich, that still support us, man. Like, you know.
That's real. You know, I'm a huge fan. I tell you, and I know we had to get you on. We had to get you on tonight, and we just wanted, you know, everybody to hear what you got going on tonight, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. I appreciate everybody listening, tuned in. You know, anybody that follow me on Twitter or follow any of my interviews know how we get down, know how I get down. You know, I give them the full thing. I give them the full load. You know, I don't play around when I talk. So, you know, let's get it in. They ain't had no backwards?
Y'all is crunk out there. Now, Redman,
yes,
I know you are working on a movie. Tell us a little bit about the movie you're working on.
Well, you know what? I can't really say, like, the plot to it.
Okay.
But to our fans, and for our fans, it will be marijuana related, and we will supply that energy that they want to see in our next film. That's definitely so. You know, without even saying the plot or anything, we got the fans that been waiting for the
that's
longest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how's your experience out there in L.A.? How's that going?
How's the what?
Your experience in L.A. going?
Oh, the fans out here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, anytime we come to L.A., you know, we get mad love, you know, no matter if we're from the East Coast or not, because it's like people love hip-hop everywhere, man, and we've definitely been tearing L.A. down. Anywhere on the West Coast, we've been tearing shit down over here for, like, at least 15 to 17 years, so they accompany to our style, they accompany to our show, you know,
mm-hmm.
how we do the energy, they accompany to everything that we put out, man, our albums and the energy we do on stage, so they know what they're going to get when they come to a Red and Mouth show. So the fans
That's
is always great. Yeah, so the fans is the same way, but on the East Coast, you know what it is, that's home. You know, I'll tell you, when we on the East Coast, it's automatic shutdown. Over here, we work, and they rock with us over here. That's what it is, you know.
Now, Redman, I see we got some fans that's on right now. The lines are pumping. You got time to talk to anybody right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go right now. I see we have, man, the lines are jumping. I'm going to get to these guys in a second. But we're going to go to 757. I see 757. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Oh, no.
Yo, what's good, Nikki Rich? This is Money from the Enterprise. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just calling the show on some love. I'm good.
What's good?
Ain't nothing. Just calling to salute you, man. Just let you know we see you out here working. I appreciate the inspiration that you give. You know, it's definitely motivation for me and my squad out here. We definitely working. You know what I'm saying?
Where you calling from,
Jeffy, like you.
That's Money B.
Yeah, where you calling from?
I'm calling
VA.
From Virginia.
Oh, VA. Yeah, we was just down there, VA hit squad, shutting it down out there. And on a real, I'm glad that I can be a part of the inspiration. To any MC, like anybody that come up to me and say, yo, you inspire me, you keep us going, like, I really appreciate that. That just shows that I'm doing my job and I'm conquering what I want to do, and helping other people, you know what I'm talking about? I'm just not in the game just for solo. I'm in the game to let people know, you know, the kind of vibe we rolling with. You can win. You can come out the hood and give and win off your personality and your skills. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate VA, too, man. Big up to VA, man. They showed us mad love out there, yo.
That's real. Well, thank you again for calling
Anytime,
in.
Yo.
No doubt. That's what it is.
And we're going to go to, I see we got 864. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 864. Let's see. It's coming in just a second. 864.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
this Lenny Mac calling from South Carolina. What's going on, Red Man? You already was good, bro. South Carolina,
hey,
the house was good.
Man, I just want to ask you one question because this is my favorite Red Man album, the Muddy Water album. Where was your mind at when you made this album, bro?
Yeah, but they ain't got the one that I had. On the Muddy Waters joint, it was time for some light, put it that way. If you're familiar with the Dead's a Dark Side album, it was very dark.
Oh yeah.
I was It was very dark. You know, it was. I was doing a lot of drugs on that album, and you know, but it was still a good album, man. It's most people's favorite album as well. I just felt on Muddy Waters, I had to bring it to the light a little bit. Bring some more fun back into the game of what I was doing, like on the first album. And that's all it was. It was just an enlightenment. It was just an enlightenment. It's time for a new enlightenment on my music. And I wanted to branch out and reach across the board more, as far as fans like to Ohio and more over to the West Coast, like Northern California, and reach more over there. So I had to lighten up on my music a little bit, but still make it what I do. So that's where I was at with it.
Now on that album, are you still like working with some of the same producers from the first Muddy Waters album to the new Muddy Waters album that's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still working with the same producers for Muddy Waters 2?
Good question. You know what's funny is that I'm asking Eric Sermon and Rockwalla to come together and let's do this album. But, you know, everybody got grown now. Everybody living their life. So I got to get in where I fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it together in the 90s feel, regardless. Like, even if I get a different producer, it's still going to have an all 90s feel. That's what I'm going for. It ain't going to really have nothing really that's sounding too newish on what you hear on the radio, not at all. It's just going to have that 90s feel, so it's going to definitely be a good vibe.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Absolutely, bro.
Well, thank you so much for calling in from South Carolina, man. That's love.
South Carolina, we saw that dog, too. We know about South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. We got 973 on the line. Tell us your name. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's Brick City. What's good? We already know.
What's good? Hey, Nikki, what's happening? This is Mega. Mega the Man.
Hey, Mega. What's going on?
What's happening? Yo, I just kind of peeped the timeline and I saw my boy Red on there. What's good, Red?
Hey, no, I'm here, brother. You already know.
Oh, man, you already know.
You're in the building. I smell you, 973.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, I'm glad to hear that you're gonna be pushing that Muddy Waters 2. Just a quick question, because I know that you got, you know what I'm saying, some heavy hitters on the old ones, right? I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
you gonna scoop up O on this one, Double O?
Yo, you know what? I'm doing this at Brick City with the that nigga Double O. You know I got to. If I do another Brick City one, I'm definitely scooping Double.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just had to call in, you know what I'm saying, and show homage and respect for the thing that you do, man. You know what I'm saying? And really appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, even with the concept of keeping it, you know what I'm saying, keeping it to the 90s. Because, like, I do production myself, and I just can't get into it. I mean, it's all right. It is what it is. It's what the kids listen to, but, you know.
You don't give you a challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. You know
it don't
I mean?
Give you no challenge with doing beats.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But I had to call in and stuff like that and definitely, you know what I'm saying, just saying, you know, thanks for, you know, staying true to the essence, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? On this end of the fence. You know what I'm saying? I'm still repping bricks. You know what I'm saying? I'm still out there, you know, in the field with the hustle and all that. I'll be with Howard. Check it out. You know what I'm talking about.
That's right. Absolutely, I do.
You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm just whatnot to show the love, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Best of luck with anything. You got my full support, yo.
I appreciate you, brother. You know how we do at Fresh City, baby.
And, Red Man, I love that you're taking out the time. You know, I know you're busy over there, and I'm just loving that you're taking out your time to just talk to the listeners tonight. We have so many people that are, you know, fans of yours, and I just thank you for doing that.
It's not a problem. Even though I'm doing like 6-7 things at one time, man, I still make time to do what I have to do for the fans, baby.
Most definitely.
Without the fans, it wouldn't be no us.
It wouldn't. Now, what can we expect from you coming up? I know you told us about all that's going on. What can we expect, I would say, in the next couple of years?
You can expect, like me, I want to be more behind the gun more, meaning I want to be more behind the scenes. Hold on, yo, my dude Meth leaving. Hold on, say peace.
Peace,
stay safe. That's Meth saying peace line as usual. But,
most definitely.
Yeah, I'll be at the crib, hotel, man.
Right, yeah.
Tell Meth, man, he going to have to shout out the Nicky Rich show.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do it now?
Yeah, tell him, go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, yo, this is Lefty, man, and you're checking out the Nicky Rich Show. Why? Because Nicky's fucking rich.
You got it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on, Nicky Rich. I'm in the hold on. Okay. Hey, so the next couple of years, man, hopefully, well, we plan on being more behind the gun, more in movies, more directing, pushing our company. Blood Brother Cinema. We want to be more direct than, you know. I don't know, man. It's like Nicky Rich, like, we could be in the music. Like, we could still be rapping because, you know, we got that kind of personality that would give us a couple of more years of spitting. But we know it takes time to get there and kind of build that status to really say, all right, we're going behind the gun now. We're not going to be in the forefront. We're going to play the background. So that's what we're really doing right now, kind of building. Like I want to do the directing. The music and the films. I want to do scoring of movies. I want to maybe act a little bit. I want to put my artists out and make sure they're running correctly. I want to come out with my high heel open toe sandal shoe for women. Now, I love women's feet. That is my passion. I want to do that. I want to come out with a Reggie Noble application for writing or something like that. I have a lot of things I want to do. I mean, it goes on and on and on, Nick.
Now, I know you were talking about your filming. Are y'all taking on other, I would say, people who filmers and other people who have screenplays as well?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody that follow me or don't know me yet, I'm on Twitter. Damn, man, you going to run the red light? Shit, man. Dennis, you need to slow this motherfucker down sometime, man. Yeah, you just ran the red light. Anybody that follow me on
show.
anybody that follow me on Twitter, I'm at the Real Red Man on Twitter. Now, I talk to my fans and tell them now, anybody that got scripts, anybody that got beats, anybody that got plays, they can send it to this direct email right to me, so it won't be going through a company or going through the A&R or manager, then I get it all third-handed. Or I don't get it at all. I'm going to set up a website where people can just send me their shit right directly. It's just going to be for business. So if you want to be a part of that, tune in. Follow me at The Real Red Man on Twitter. I'm on funk.media on Instagram, funkdocmedia. And I'm on funk.gilla on Facebook, funkdocgilla. But follow me on Twitter, and when that email come out, y'all got anything, plays, beats, anything, I'll check them out, you know, because I definitely want to reach back out. There's so much talent out there. I wish I could put everybody on, but, you know, I ain't got that gift to do that yet.
It is. It's so much talent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we just appreciate you for taking out your time, you know, of your busy schedule, and it's just been such an honor to have you on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Nicky Rich, I mean, I appreciate it. I know it's a little rough, but one thing about me is that I'm proud of myself was keeping my word with you. And even though I'm on West Coast time and you're on East Coast time, you know, my cousin Marky, big up to my cousin Marky that put me on to you, that said I had to call you. and he called me 80 times, and I didn't see his call, and he said, yo, you got the interview? I said, that's right. I said, good looking. I said, I'm on point. So big up to Marky and his joint he got going on to, as far as real hip-hop that he put out, man. We're going to play that afterwards. But I'm just glad that I kept my word with you, Nick. And, you know, even though we out here doing the Rock the Bells tour right now, and the interview was all over the place, but you still got what you wanted. But it's live. This is the Nicky Rich Show. So you never know what to expect. You got Method Man on the phone. He said it was good. We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nicky Rich Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nicky Rich Show. It's a real talk, real talk.
And Red Man, you too have to shout out the Nicky Rich Show so we can display this later on in our future show.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, potheads, blunt smokers, people who love music, you are now tuned in to the fabulous, the most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nicky Rich. Yo, Nicky Rich, let's get it on, baby. This Red Man in the building. Yo, Meth, what's good? I got that dollar, nigga. We on the Nicky Rich Show. Let's get it.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. And we're going to play Who You Talking To featuring Red Man and Mr. Cream.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, Mr. Queen, what's good? Free City Jersey, what's good? You know, it don't matter, major, small, it don't matter, excuse me, I represent, I'm here, I'm glad I got my interview in, I'm in Killer Cali right now, the sun is blazing, it's nice and hot, I got some Girl Scout cookie, but anybody that knows that's only marijuana game, that know about, that know they bud game, I got the Girl Scout cookie bud going on right now. I just seen Fredro from Onyx out here, we just connected. I'm about to head over to the studio, see DJ Quick. Yeah, it's hip hop going on right now, and you and y'all tuned in with me right now on the phone in the midst of all of it right now. Rock the Bells, everything, Bud, Cali, everything. Yo, Nicky Richie, the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you, we're going to continue to support your movement. Any music that you want to send to us, we will display it. And I know, you know, we'll display it all.
Okay, that's okay. I'm ready.
Well, here we go. We're going to play Who You Talking To. Thank you so
much.
Who
you talking to?
The harder I spit, the better I get. My heart cold and it's itching, I ain't never been. So you can catch a glimpse from a bird's eye view, and you can witness if I kill him like you heard I do. The words I use is similar to murder with a ballpoint. Boy, I break your fibula, collarbone and jaw joint. Looking better stop, I'm as raw as I ever been. But if these looking sick, then of course I'm the medicine. Pardon my approach, but again, I'm a beast with it. When it comes to beef, watch me wink and sink my teeth in it. Mr. Green, I stand on my own too. Say it to your face, and ain't this that you gon' do. I don't fool around when these amateurs rapping. I mutilate opponents using animal tactics. I could spit in the wind and the trees are bent. The leaves are spent. The city's under siege again. Monk.
I'm cold as ice cube, baby. I'm on my old shit. It's Gilla, Lady Killer. I'm on my OJ. Don't color me bad, homie. Color me your fade. Chopper in the Maybach. Y'all can color that rosé. Ha ha. You know my forte. Three ladies in the cut. If they y'all wanna cut, I call that foreplay. This ain't no horseplay, this grown folk B.I. A boss is a boss, even on off day C.I. Keep to myself, tighten the belt up in these Levi's. For brothers that bum change and see eyes. Catch a buzz up in the beehive, I'm just a killer be gone. So start the track, let the killer resume. I bring it back like I'm still in the womb. Just give it 9 months, Trick. If you ain't felt me, you'll be feeling me soon. Anything good ain't always good for you. My brother's up in the hood, but if you're up in no good, then have a good lawyer. Who you talking to?
And the moral of the story is, y'all can't fuck with us.
To the hottest radio station on the planet, man. You never know who's going to call in. We just had our special guest come through, Method Man and Red Man, 2-for-1. So if you miss speaking to them or if you miss checking out the show, you can always go back to iTunes and you can go back to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website of the Nikki Rich Show. We will be featuring Method Man and Red Man as well. Also coming up from the Shaq Tour, you know we got comedian Capone in the building. I'm telling you, y'all, we bringing it. We going hard tonight. And you know how we do it. We live on the Nikki Rich Show. We don't stop. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, showing love. I see NYC and the building, New Jersey. Everybody showing love. Right now, we're going to get into some more hot new music, and we're going to get to our guest. We're going to go ahead and play these plays. Bob Ski. We're going to get to our next guest.
Wait for the right number. Crown winners and summers. Play after play. I'm on my 25th hour, like, hey, here we go again. Play after play. Hey, my trap house on ESPN. So many highlights, I could top 10. My top 10, all I got is junkies. My like, what is friends? See all my content. My roommate, it is a chopper. Ain't no dealer, more like a healer. I find this so awkward. If my things, when they get sick, I'll ski before a doctor. Have them sweating, shaking and stinging. Buddy, what's your problem? Cause I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners and summers. Play after play, after play, after play. Couple spots in the under. They pay switching numbers. Said I play after play, after play, after play. Phone bus sleeping beep up, boy, what the f you won't speak up? Hello? Melissa waiting at the store and Justin about to pull up. Lil Youngin hit my line like big bro, pay you for a cooker. Plus finally want to link up like I ain't been needing a hooker. Here come begging, mad, always broken, wanting a hooker. I'm down to my last, telling you get out or put up. It's money, I'm how you what, a sucker, pick one. I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners and summers. Play after play after play.
Representing BarberLight.com, that team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show.
one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and because she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in, and you know we only bring the best. And we have our next guest in the house. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about tonight. You just never know who's listening. And I want to let you know that you might know him from the Nationally. You remember Russell Simmons, Def Comedy Jam? Well, I'm going to tell you, this comedian here has recently joined the new Shaq Comedy All-Star Jam Tour. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, comedian Capone. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Nikki. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Glad to have you tonight. We are so excited.
Well, let's get it cracking. I'm ready.
Most definitely. We know you on tour. Let everybody know what's going on.
Oh, yes. Comedian Capone is headlining the new Shaquille O'Neal comedy tour coming to a city near you. If you have not heard, get on the website, Shaq All-Star Comedy Tour. Coming very soon, wherever you at, we'll be there.
And also, it's an all-star lineup. Go ahead and let everybody know a couple of the comedians as well that's alongside with you.
Okay, my man Gary Owens is the host of the show. Then we bring out my man Michael Blackston. Tony Roberts brings the fire, and I put the fire out as I close the show on the tour. It's a hell of a tour. It's been doing great. The buzz is everywhere around, and everybody's talking about it right now.
And I know you recently went on Rodney Perry's Live, and you let all the listeners know that you was going on tour as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have another group, the New York Kings, but we're going to talk about the Shaq thing right now.
Most definitely. And your schedule, are y'all coming to North Carolina anytime soon?
We will be in North Carolina in October.
Okay. All right. Now, getting to know you, Capone, how did you even get started? Because this is a very hard thing to do in the entertainment industry.
Well, comedy is considered to be the lowest totem pole of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But when you believe in it and keep yourself away from all of the rest of the bull stuff, you can definitely be relevant. Staying relevant is a very hard job in the comedy field.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it coming up with the material? How do you even get prepared for that?
Well, material for me is my everyday life. I see something, whether it's a serious situation or a tragedy, I try my best to make it, funny. I stay in tune with the current events, the news. My job is to make people laugh. So what some people might find, tragedies, I take it and reverse it to something that can turn out to be good.
Now, have you ever had anybody to heckle you or get mad or throw something?
Oh, yes. Actually, that's how my career started to take off. You know, me being a hood dude,
I was a very raunchy, and I'm still raunchy, but I know how to tone it in and out now. They had a couple of guys that, you know, a couple of people, period, that tried to test me while I was on the mic, and I was known to destroy hecklers, so that's what got me to become famous.
Okay. Man, I'm telling you, you got to be strong for that. You really got to be strong. And I love that you are also collaborating with the others. I mean, cause do you feel that collaborating with other, I would say, comedians, does it make the whole process a little stronger? Or, you know, sometimes when you got a team or others working with you, it's a little bit better.
In this situation with the Shaq All-Star thing, one thing I can say about it is everybody kind of knows their place. And when you got guys that are confident in doing what they do, you don't have a problem. You only get problems when you run into comedians who are not, sure about themselves. Their confidence is low. So when you get a strong person before somebody because they might have a name or, you know, they have been around for a while and they consider themselves headliners, and you get somebody that's hungry that comes through, then you got a problem. That headliner don't want to work with somebody that's young and hungry. I experienced that a couple of times.
That's real. That is real. And we also know that you are working on a book. Tell us a little bit about your book that you're working on right now.
Well, I got a book. I've been working on it for now, probably like I would honestly say maybe a year and a half. It's the title of it is called My Life Was No Joke, From the Hood to Hollywood. It's basically everything that happened to me in my life, from the transformation from being a street hustler turning into a comedian, how everybody thought it was a joke and it turned out to be very serious business, and 20 something years later I'm still here going strong.
That is real. Now, do you got a date, or that you plan on dropping this, or?
No, I'm actually handling all the legal stuff right now. So, with some of the people that I have in the books, getting the rights to utilize their name, because I don't want to sugarcoat anything. The truth about my life is definitely a story.
And does it help you, you know, like, even though you go through something and when you write it down, is it kind of like a refreshing or like it just helps you get through that you went through?
I've come to learn that people go through things in life. Some people grow from it. Some people don't. With my story, I've definitely grown from it. I know where I came from, and to be able to have confidence to tell people where I came from to, kind of inspire those that might be a little lost or going through something in their life, because I've definitely went through something, to make a change for the better. I mean, it's all in the process of growing, and if I can change anything, I don't think that I could, because everything that was painful to me, I've learned to grow from.
That's real. That is real. And you putting it all in the book. Everybody can go check it out once it's released. And, you know, you making it happen right now. You're on tour. You're working.
Oh, yeah. Right now, where the times are to even just have a job, you got to be appreciative. So
exactly.
Trust me, I'm very thankful.
That is real. That is real. Now, what can we expect from you coming up in the next couple of years with all, you know, the touring and the book? What else can we expect from you?
Well, I can say right now, you know, some people talk about years. My journey never stops. Right now, you know, I'm in cahoots with Shaq. I'm also in cahoots with Russell Simmons. I'm working on a couple of TV shows. I'm also working on an internet TV show of myself. and that's under the Shaq belt. Just basically trying to make sure I stay relevant. I got a lot to say, and people going to hear it.
Real. Now, I know you're wearing so many hats. You're talking about television, you know, comedy. Now, how do you balance all that?
Hard work, dedication, hard work, devotion, keeping myself spiritually grounded, motivation. You know, I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to not know where your next meal is coming from. So in order to make sure that I keep food on the table, determination has to stay strong. The minute that you allow yourself to go weak, you fall into the categories of just getting comfortable. And I have a motto: I will never be comfortable.
Okay. Most definitely. Now, is there any advice that you would like to share with anybody out there that's trying to pursue their vision, or, you know, that have went through challenges and trials and, you know, just can't make it through and need that motivation and that support to just be like, you can do it, you can keep going, you know? What advice would you give out there to anybody out there that's trying to just achieve their dream?
Well, as a comedian, I would tell all comedians, I don't care how long you've been doing it, I don't care how short you've been doing it, once you touch that mic, make sure you have something to say. Now, for anybody else that's going through trials and tribulations in their life, that's not comedian, but, you know, got other things going on, everybody has something going on. There's always an answer to something through any struggle, but it's up to you to see the answers as they come into you. So many people do so many things to block their own blessings, worried about the next man's money, worried about the next person's career. I mean, even people on the job worry about somebody else that's, you know, getting a higher position than them and not really see what might be set up for themselves. So pay close attention to all of your blessings that are coming, because they're there. You just have to know when they strike.
That is real. You got to know. And how did you know when it's your time or your biggest break? How did you get a certain feeling or how did you even know?
Being in an atmosphere of such negativity, surrounded by everything that one can do, when you start to see positive stuff, it's just a natural feeling. Things come. And a lot of the negativity we bring upon ourselves, you know, we worry about other people. We think that we should be in other people's shoes. Anytime that you look at somebody else and you think that that's supposed to be you, you're automatically knocking your blessing. But once you allow yourself to accept that person's and acknowledge what they have that's not yours, everything else opens.
That is real, because you can't look at, you don't know how that person got there. You don't know what they did to get there or get whatever they have. You don't know.
Exactly.
And that's what I find. And I feel like, to me personally, once you find who you are yourself, then you will know this is what I want to do or this is why I'm here. You have to really dig deep into yourself and find yourself.
Yeah, and when you follow other people's shoes, you don't have time to think about what it is that you're trying to do, because you're so busy looking at what this person has accomplished. Like you said, you don't know what he went through to get those accomplishments, but you think that it's easy because he got it. And all of your blessings could be coming your way. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can, you know, just specialize in it, and you can go very far doing it. Some people just take a lot of things for granted, and that's where they get lost at.
It is. That is the truth. Now, have you been working out in a community any, or I know some people have different foundations. Are you looking to do that in the future?
The thing that I do, I teach new comedians. I teach, I used to teach on Tuesday. We had a break for August, and now I started back on Wednesday. I do it on Wednesday basically because I remember when I first started, and it was a little rough on me with the people who were in the game before me. And so I found that whenever I make a name for myself, that I will always reach back to new guys that's serious business and try to help them learn what it is to, you know, become somewhat successful. And I use the word serious very strongly because there's a lot of cats that think that you could just get on stage and be funny. It's not like that. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of dedication, motivation, and, you know, being original is hard. You got so many people trying to be like somebody else.
That is true. So very true. Well, you know, we're just so glad to have you here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, taking out your time on tour. Shaq's All-Star. And, you know, we're going to be pumping it up and supporting you all the way. Any information, any events that you're a part of, feel free to share on the Nikki Rich Show, and we will get out to the listeners.
Well, I thank you, Nikki Rich. It's definitely an honor. You've been putting it down for a long time and open doors for people to have a voice, and I definitely appreciate that. Anybody, and I know there's a lot of people on Twitter. I'm trying to get my Twitter following. So y'all are following me at Comedian Capone on Twitter. And everything that I do, you know, my PR person, Venus, she handles everything. Tanya, that's my assistant. And Shanita, that's the person who handles a lot of different paperwork for me. So I have a full force of strong ladies surrounding me that makes things happen in this business. So definitely hit me on Twitter, and we'll start it from there.
Most definitely, and I definitely want to give a major shout-out to Venus. I mean, she's been working hard over there. She makes things happen, and, you know, big up to her as well. You know, we had several different conversations, and she's on it. And
yes, she
got
definitely.
Team Capone in the – she got it going.
Yes. She created the website, Team Capone. She definitely stays on point. The girl don't sleep. You know, great interviews like this happen because of her, and I appreciate her very much.
Most definitely. Well, Comedian Capone, we can't have you leave without you shouting out the Nikki Rich Show, and we'll display it on our future shows. If you don't mind doing that.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you need me, just call. I'm always doing something new.
Yes, most definitely. And we're just so grateful, and we just thank you. And we always ask that, you know, we always say at the end, but we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you, Nikki Rich, and keep up the good work. I appreciate you.
You are so welcome, and feel free to send us your information, anything you got going on, your tours, any commercials. We'll display them on Nikki Rich stuff.
Okay, trust me, Venus will definitely be on it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow,
thank you.
Everybody, you were just listening to Comedian Capone. You might know him. If you miss it, you might know him from the Shaq Comedy All-Star Jam Tour. And if you miss it, all you got to do is go back to iTunes and download the episode. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com. You can also go to College Underground Radio. And you can go to 98 to the BLA because we are live. We're syndicated, and we're broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina, on all these avenues. And we want you to get heard. That's what it's all about. And tonight has been an awesome night. Earlier we got a chance to talk with Redman and Method Man. So, you know, this is an awesome night. And I'm just excited and pumped up about so much love that everybody is showing the Nicki Rich Show. We have over 79,000 listeners, and we're growing. And everybody, I just want to let you know that you can find us everywhere. You can Google us. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram. We're on Tumblr. You can go to Twitter, Facebook. You can find us, MySpace. You can find us everywhere. And we just want to connect. It's all about that network. We are a positive platform. We're succeeding as we help you build your brand, because that's what it's all about, building that network and building that brand. And we're also giving you the tools you need in order to be successful. If there's any artists out there, you might need help on artist and development. We're here to help you and give you the tools that you need. We have a couple of A&Rs. We have a couple of labels coming through this week and next week. So you definitely want to stay tuned in to all our artists. Then we have coming up our athletes. We have a couple of Olympians that's going to be on the Nicki Rich Show. We have Jamie Mieto coming back for that follow-up. And then we have bronze gold medalists. We got Kelly Wells coming through, and we cannot wait to talk to her. And we have some events. The Nicki Rich Show has several events that we will also be displaying on NickiRichShow.com. We're heading to Houston, Texas. We're going to L.A. And you will also see us in Atlanta for the 2X Rap Contest. And today confirmed, in September the 12th through the 18th, we will be covering Charlotte's Fashion Week, Charlotte's theme at Charlotte's Fashion Week. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, and I'm really excited about that. This is our home, Charlotte, North Carolina, and we also have coming up the DNC. For those who don't know, it's the Democratic National Convention, and we're going to have our president come down to Charlotte, North Carolina. So those, I'm telling everyone right now, go vote. Vote. It counts. Every vote counts, and that's the most important thing. Go vote. And right now, we're going to take it down a little notch, and we're going to get to some more hot new music from our independent artists. And we're going to go all the way to North Carolina, Cam Newton, Assassin, featuring Polo Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolina boys.
But watch Cam move. It's fourth and goal.
Cam move.
Catch a boy flying butter planes, ducking on these lanes like I was a boy. King James, TNT in his hood, rallying out, just doing my thing. No A screen, no flat screen. I'm out here just living, man. Carolina, my city, everybody trying to get it. Catch me at the solo dolin', rocking all my Yankee fitters. Rubber band bank strapped under my little mistress. If you think you got it, boy, you ain't out here trying to live it. Carolina, blue city, everybody trying to live it. Everybody trying to get it, baby girl, you think you with it. If you ain't seen it in that damn boy, ain't trying to fit it. If you think you got that money, I should out, I just did it.
It's fourth and goal, Cam Newton. Rookie of the year, Cam Newton. Grambling in the flat, Cam Newton. Carolina boy, Cam Newton. Number one on my chest, Cam Newton. You thought you had a sack, Cam Newton. Carolina boy, Cam
Newton. From Wilmington to Queen City, touchdown Super Bowl, some rock boys like P. Diddy. This the Bank of America. How could you ever think that you could compare to us? Halloween fight night away, teams are scared of us, cause we make they cheer.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. And y'all, it's that time. We got some more callers in the house. We want to go to 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. Call in now. Right now we're going to 678. 678, you're on the air. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is James Perrier. I'm actually calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing tonight, Miss Nikki Rich? Yeah, Atlanta,
good.
Georgia. Yeah. So I finally got a chance.
How's it going down there in Atlanta?
It's going pretty good. We actually got a break in the weather a little bit. It's about between 80 and 85 degrees, but it's good to go. You know, no complaints down here.
Most definitely. So go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you.
Okay, well, you know, I'm James Perrier, the owner of Acquired Information Private Investigations. My Twitter handle is acquired_info, so if people want to follow me. But that's what I do. I'm a private investigator, so actually looking at different things, you know, just at the cheater cases. You know, you do a lot of things with theft, workers' compensation claims, theft investigations, and things like that. So that's what I do.
Okay. Cheater, I mean, I know that is kind of fun, but cheating is a
Yeah. We do a lot more than that, but, you know, sometimes you slide it in. I've been doing this for like 8 years, but, you know, you get on a case and you see some things, you're like, what? Did I just see that? I got some stories for you if you ever want to hear them.
Well, I don't know if you know, but I have a little background in criminal justice and education. I used to work in the prisons and teach the inmates. So I did that for a little bit.
Yeah. So you know how this works and how to maneuver around everything. So yeah.
Yeah. Yes, most definitely. Now I know you got a little story to tell us. a little story about how you met Ms. Nikki Rich. Go ahead and let the listeners know.
Well, you know, it was pretty interesting, and I think we've been bouncing back and forth here for about 3 or 4 months now. But one night,
yeah,
I was out on a case, and I was sitting, you know, when you sit out on a case watching somebody for hours, you try to keep yourself, you know, focused. So I was just going through my BlackBerry, you know, just looking, okay, what can I look for? I'm just Googling stuff, you know, keeping my eye on my target and everything. And then something comes up, Nikki Rich. I'm like, what is this? So it's pretty interesting. So I clicked on it, and then it said you can listen to the show. And that's how I started listening. I started listening to your show through my BlackBerry. So, you know, you try to listen to things so visually you can, you know, keep your eyes on what you're supposed to be watching. So it was really interesting. So from that point, I just kept listening to you. So I figured out, you know, got the times, thought it was pretty cool. So I started telling my friends. And then I think I tweeted you and said you got a good show going on here, and I really enjoyed it. And you tweeted immediately back, which is like surprised me. Sometimes it's hard to get a hold of people on Twitter. And we've been bouncing back and forth ever since then. To make a long story short, I got all my PI friends, when they're out doing something, they're like, you tuning in to the Nikki Rich show? I'm like, yeah, man. If
I ain't tied up, I'm going to be out there. So,
and
see, that's
yeah,
why we got all those listeners.
I don't think they're all for me, but, you know, you got a couple of them, just a couple of them. But I just really appreciate what you're doing. And even, you know, I wanted to put you on my website and boost you up, too, because it's like, you know, I got clients and people that are interested in what you do and how you you help people and you help other business owners. And, you know, you got a good vibe on your show. You have quality guests. You got a quality show. So, you know, if it's quality, I'm all about, you know, telling other people about it.
Well, it's all about that support and like I said, networking. That's what we want people to build and grow on this platform. I used to be a teacher for 7 years, and I left the classroom, and now I'm here. And I feel that this platform here is my classroom. So we're able to teach and give tools that others might need. And we're just able to just help and work together. That's what it's all about. And spread that love. Just like
you know
peace on earth.
That is so true. That's so true. And what you put out is what you're going to attract. So you're always going to, just your personality and what you do, you're always going to attract those people that are going to help you, you know, help you with your movement. And you're just going to find people just jumping on board with what you do because that's the energy that you're putting out. So.
Yes, and I tell you, I personally stay prayed up every day, not even for myself, for my surroundings, the people around me, and as well as my business and so forth. You have to stay prayed up. And I just put God first, and it just goes from there.
Amen.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
You got to give him credit because every day I wake up to it. First of all, you waking up. It's a present that he's giving you. It is the present, which is the present. So you must enjoy each and every day, and that day in itself. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so you must enjoy that. But that in itself, it's like you get different gifts, different presents where you say here, or a door might open, and I just be so overwhelmed with joy each and every day because I'm pursuing my vision along with, you know, helping others. And it feels so good. It feels good. That's all I can say.
And you know what? That is so true, and I'm glad that you're reminding everyone, you know, I personally believe in God too. And when I wake up in the morning, you know, I might not, you know, speak a lot, but I'm praying a lot. I might not say a lot, but I'm talking a lot to God and asking him and taking him, hey, thanks for putting me on this earth. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I try my best to, you know, let him know how grateful I am. So that is definitely what we need to do.
Yes, most definitely. And we're going to continue to support your movement as well. If we can help you in any kind of way, if you want to give us your information as far as you want to advertise on the Nikki Rich or some kind of way, you know, we're here to support your movement as well.
And I definitely want to support you, and I don't mind, you know, paying for advertising or whatnot, but if people would just want to, you know, if they want to know about me and who I am, you know, acquired_info, you know what I mean, that's who I am if you want to follow me. I have some good stories sometimes. And then, you know, me and you, Vicky, could talk about other things so I can make sure I support you as well.
That's most definitely. Also, can you just send us your information as well? Anybody that's listening out there, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, if you want to send us your information and we learn a little bit about you, you can email us at thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. And that's thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. And we always ask that you send a biopic, an EPK, and all your information. But make sure it's also presentable.
And I'll make sure I shoot you my info, too, so we could, you know, we could talk and we'll get done, things done. So I want to make sure I support you and get it up on your site and stuff like that.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. And we just thank you again for calling in tonight.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
I miss you just being absolutely fabulous. I don't have a job because I'm too fly for that shit. What's your excuse? Starting up trouble riding around looking pretty. I'm my own damn fabulous crew rolling with me in the top down. Beats loud. Open for the streets now. Everyone knows that we're here and finish that shit. Down, 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 down. It's just cause you will go. Down, drown, drown, drown. Yeah, yeah. Because we're certified rock.
Yo, what's up? This is Bajoy, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. Just wanted to give a shout-out to... What's up? Me and Nikki Rich, we go way back to USC Sparkle City. I just wanted to shout-out to my buddy, back with them crab legs, $20, all you can eat, son. That's what's up. What? Did we? Oh, we still owe each other that, too. Oh, man. But, oh, it's so good to hear your voice again.
Winding down ourselves, didn't we?
Did we? What? Oh, man. But, yeah, man, I actually was on the phone for a minute. As soon as I realized that we weren't having a capoeira this evening, I called in and got a chance to hear my peeps, Method Man and Red. You know, I was like, man, I wish I could have called back, but I wanted to keep the show going, of course, and, you know, keep listening and, you know, see what their projects are and what they're out there doing. And, mm-hmm. I mean, if they're still listening, yo, your fans are still out here, dog. I'm telling you, man, I went off the musical charts in America for like 6 years. I've been international. And I'm telling you, man, their music has taken over the 90s now. So it's like I feel more comfortable listening to their music than I do the music that's coming out now. Although some of it's all right. You know what I mean? Some of it's all right, but the rest of it, man, I ain't got time to listen to that foolishness. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. But yeah, but me and Red, we go back to I Be That. That was my oh my God, that video was off the darn chain. And dynamic duo when they came out with the Rottweiler, what?
Oh yeah.
I still blast that to this very day. You know, so I mean, yo, it's good to hear that they're, you know, doing good things and stuff like that. And I wanted to tell Neff, dude, I'm like blown. Like, he is just like doing a lot of things, and it's good to hear that he's still like trying to, you know, reach out and do different things or whatnot, and like try to help out people and, you know, bring people on to the game and stuff like that. Oh my gosh, when he said that he was, you know, trying to do the acting thing again, trying to, you know, get some shows and stuff like that, that's what it's about, you know. And it just does my heart good knowing that the real artists, not taken away from, you know, anybody else, but the artists that, you know, came out when we were growing up, you know what I'm saying, are still doing positive things out there. So it really did my heart good to hear that. Because you know me, I'm very strong on my opinions, and I'll step on people's toes and then turn around and be like, and what you gonna do about it? You know? But, yeah, oh, man. And then I did get to hear Capone. You know, it's good to hear that he's, you know, still out there doing his grind thing. That's what's up, you know. But, you know, my way, you know, I'm still Fijo.
And we still telling everybody good morning, Butter Biscuits.
Good morning, Butter Biscuits. Yes, you know that's actually Tanya saying from back. You remember Tanya, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her saying. She woke me up one morning with that, and it has stuck with me to this very day. I'm telling you, man, that girl, she was a trip. And she still is, so I've heard. But, yeah, I mean, Nikki, I am, like, so, like, proud that, you know, you're out there doing it, you know what I'm saying, and you're just growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, oh, my, I just have no words. And, you know, so wrong if I ain't got no words to say, you know?
Yes.
But, man, you are out there doing the doggone thing. And, I mean, I'll be checking you out on Facebook and stuff. And I'm like, Nikki, it's out there doing the doggone thing. That's all five, you know, motivating me to get off my fat ass and do something.
We just thank you for, you know, calling in and showing that support, my alumni brother.
That's right. USC. Class of 03. No problem at all. And one day we can get up and I'll get on the show with you. I still got that promise to keep with you. You know, come through and
do a show with you or something, because it's just a good, it's just, wow. That's all I got to say is you really are born, and you said 70, how many? 70,000 girls? You, what? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man. I tell you, and I'll be trying to get people on, you know, up here too, but the D.C. folk are a different breed of people. I have no words for them sometimes, because it's like, I mean, you know, you respect everybody, you know, who have their own thing going on and everything. But, I mean, when you're extending an invitation or extending a help, it's like, they just kind of like, oh, yeah, and then crickets, you know. So
well, you know
like,
how
okay.
that goes. You know
yeah.
how that goes.
Yeah.
We're just so grateful that you took out your time as well to come through to the Nikki Rich show.
That's right.
Thank you so much for doing. Right, now we're going to get into some more music. We got that boy, T, and we're going to play G here on the next show.
Like it is what it is. As a man, I understand I should have followed God's plan. I was turned out when Alvin put that 9 in my hand. Eyes filled with envy, seeing enemies with grands. I was 14 when I pulled my first lick. Now I look back and say it wasn't worth it.
cause that robbery really bothered me. I knew it wasn't right, played it cool, but really said I wouldn't make it through the night. When you live by the gun, you gon' die by the gun. Half the team fighting charges, other half on the run. I was known in my slums as more years than times passed. I was chilling with my villains in them buildings, making millions, packing crack inside that ceiling when I seen my first blast.
I'm from SD, 619, now I'm in. Round the corner from the border where our sales get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems. I'm from SD, 619, now I'm in. Round the corner from the border where our sales get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems.
Ain't nothing paradise about them paradise hills. Disrespect the majors and the majors that you kill. Where there's a will, there's a way. You in the way, make a will. On the coldest winter day, you couldn't make these niggas chill. City been at war since I could barely fucking crawl. Still remember hearing shots in my Thundercat drawers. Mommy tried to keep me out the belly of the beast. By the time I was 8, I was already 8. Reppin' South 37th up the street from Pearly Gates. Wrong colors, wrong time, have a blind date with fate. Blood and crypts to make you drip like greens through a paper plate. This the city that I'm from, I was born and raised here. 47 T Street, Kennedy Daycare. If I die somewhere else, I'ma lay my grave here. Bury me under cloth, I'm when the Chargers Raiders play. In the Padre fitted cap with the colors blue and gray.
I'm from SD, 619, now I'm in. Round the corner from the border where our sales get the cream. And the only rad colors here are blue, red, green. Yeah, they call it paradise, but paradise ain't what it seems. I'm from SD, 619, now I'm in. I'm from SD, 619.
All right, you are just listening to Decipher 619, I mean. Yes, we're getting it in. Right now, we're going to go to Rob McCoy, a.k.a. T. Smooth. You might know him as We Go Radio on the Nikki Rich Show.
And the world goes round, we go. And the world goes round, we go.
Yeah.
And the world goes
round,
we go.
Good times don't last forever, man.
We go.
And vice versa.
As the world goes round, we go.
I seen good times and I seen bad times too. When you're living it up, then the time just flies through. But eventually, you hit that bad streak, it'll slow down. Fell off the cliff, trying to land, but it seems that there's no ground. You in a free fall, and all of a sudden, shit just will not go right. Came from the top to the bottom, had to pay for no flight. Was a high roller, simply your outcome now with no dice. Had your time to shine, but now you in the crib with no lights. What's going on? What's going wrong? This ain't supposed to be true. Yeah, we in hard times, but hard times ain't supposed to beat you. We're prepared for the worst if the timing of it we knew. Or take a different route if we only had a preview. Nothing lasts forever, not the sun, nor the rain. Sometimes you gotta grind for the fun and the games. At the time you feel you won, before your eyes, it will change. You feel you were at a standstill, but the fact still remains that.
As the world
mommy, but she making minimum wage at the corner store, so he jumped out of school looking for money. People at school thinking it's funny, but he's focused vision like a tunnel. Said he laughing at him, trying to taunt him. Said he wish pots busting the condom. Being just if he had no honor, all because he's trying to take a load off his mama. Flipping burgers at the local McDonald's, swimming his himself like he in a sauna. Pulling off at his 92 Honda, both debt with his first four Honda. Made this moment is one little promise. I'ma get this out of here, mama, I got it. I just gotta put the funds in my wallet. So I'm making moves, mama, just watch me. Couple years, I'ma have my own franchise. Making in cake, go for them damn fries. Employing that I grew up with. Making minimum wage out of buckets. And lo and behold, this became true. Whoever said money can't change you. I ain't lying, cause I know that you can help me. We live real good, ain't wealthy. I got a new whip, quit an old job. Stretching out like Nestle. I thank the Lord, thank you, cause you blessed me. Yes, me. My mom, too. Situation that used to stress me. Nowadays, I'm calm through.
As the world goes round, we go.
said bad times don't last forever. But I found out the good times don't either, you know what I'm saying? So on your way to the top, be careful of those that help you get there. Cause you're gonna see them on your way back down. This goes around and around, you know what I'm saying?
Remember, the first rule of brainstorming is to openly mock the opinions of others.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. But none set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming.
Oh yes, this shit look, it smell fresh. Gotta see what that feel like, she saying it's the best. Told me she ain't that spill sack, but love making the mess. Come on. In my mind like it feel right, she's scratching up my chest. But just a thought in mind, I'm just brainstorming. Grab her waist and hit it, tell her that she paying for it. I got her tongue tied, doing backflips. Run, Jeremy style, I'm on my action. Get on that mattress quick, money gon' do a thing. After it's over, she screaming when we go, cripple gang. Tell her we gon' meet up, leave them panties at home. And keep it on the hush, baby, cause nothing's set in stone.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. Nothing's set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm,
T-Max back.
Brainstorm, the brainstorm guy. I spit the game to fly. She love the games I try. She told me when she seen me on the tube, she damn near cried. I told her we was warming up, we barely damn near tried. Don't forget it was live. You see the look in my eyes? Behind the shades of killer look. Maybe a crook in disguise, but I ain't neither one of those. See, it just be coming on stages. Why act like wild bears in these cages? But I think I'm just releasing my rages. I don't know, maybe it's just my brain so outrageous. I just gotta show you know I wish you well. I hope this don't offend you, but in one day they made me the visual for Virginia. What's up? Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. But none set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect song,
the perfect storm, yeah, she coming down. Nothing set in stone, so you know when I'm around. We brainstorming, yeah, we get it in. She coming down so hard, she go and tell all her friends. We brainstorming too, that's a quiet storm. They keep it on the low, cause they know when I perform. The forecast call for flash floods there. Next thing I know, it's water everywhere. Like a Johnny pump, when she back it up and dump. Couple rounds with her, leaving a straight slump. We don't do the titles, we just keep it G with us. And every time we brainstorm, she coming down hard.
Pretty shout, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. None set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone, just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming.
Fourth quarter Kobe, Spaz Town.
Law, please have mercy on me. I know it's good, but this angel's rain is kissing her, she on me. And she know I'm about that money, shout like dirt and homie. Savage sick appetite, I hope she hungry. Layers of caramel slowly winding down her frame. Heatest aromas got me going insane. Purple clouds, purple lightning, and purple rain. The stars brewing, and she just wanna rack my brain. Creeping out my yellow brick road, scarecrow. Give me brains like the wizard, oh, ship, got a legs folding up like origami. Climax, then she gone like past a tsunami.
What you used to, let's do what you're new to. Let's play our part, lay out our heart. In the pride.
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. And right now, you are just listening to ETP Perfect Storm. We're going to go to Watch Her Do It. Mac Joker.
Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top-notch hoe. Allow me to introduce the biggest Mac in the A. If you don't know by now, it's Joker, a.k.a. Mac J. Now everybody know that I'm the man. Hit the club with a grand, post it in the VIP just to see her do her dance. Rich, rock with it, be your knees and drop with it. Do it real fast, slow it up and watch her stop with it. Go your mama, do your thing, watch her make it rain. I got stacks on deck, so I'm screaming money ain't no thing. I'm going on that back, I bet I break your bitch back. I'ma pass her to my feet and make you take your bitch back. If I want it, I can have it, beat it up, that's automatic. What she do it with no hands, you think that she be working magic. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. I'm rolling up the perch, watching lil' mama work the way that ass in my face. Got a Mac ready to skirt. She a flirt, just watch her twerk. With no panties under her skirt. And she always on her knees, cause her knees carry dirt. Now drop it down to the floor, bounce around on your toes. She got a nigga on M.O. the way she coming down the pole. She stop dropping feet, then take a glance back at me. Then she back on her knees, doing her dance to the beat. She blowing bubbles with her bubble gum. I know she wanna give me some. Giving me that eye while she make a motion with her tongue. Don't stop getting that hoe, she dance so original. Once I get that ass, I know tonight it's going deep. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and like a top notch hoe. Hold up, wait a minute, let me see you matrix with it. When you dance for me, I love it when you make them faces with it. Feel your knees and rock your hips, bust it open off the rip. Let me see you get low like you wanna flip. She out of control with it, she to the flow with it. She do it with no hands, then she snap a pose with it. Yeah, she so official with it. Yeah, she can, yeah, she can. Make a nigga come right out the pocket, spend at least a grand. Every nigga in the club got they eye trying to peep her. I'ma put her on the team and tell them niggas find us key. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her do it. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Down on her hands and knees like a top notch hoe. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, cause she do it like a pro. Now watch her do it, watch her do it, watch her. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so, so fresh. I wish somebody would in my hoodie, my hoodie, don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so, so fresh in my hoodie. I wish somebody good in my hoodie, my hoodie, in my don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head.
on my head and I'm so, so free. Now when the sun come on, I bet I have my hood on with a pretty young thing while I'm blowing on my dome. I'm a hood star, baby, let's get it understood. And I'm all up in the club, you can catch me with my hood. I got rubber band banks, the Joker, key stacks. Joker is the answer to the question where the freaks at. I keep a hoodie on my head, you know I need that. In these streets getting money, that's where I be at. And I wish somebody would in my hood, so I can knock them down just to prove that I could. I'm posted like a gangster and I'm dressed like a thug. Girls still love my swag, girls still show me love. It's nothing to a G, cause I do it easily. Even with your hoodie on, you couldn't do it like me. It's nothing to a G, cause I do it easily. Even with your hoodie on, you couldn't do it like me. I wish somebody would in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so free. I wish somebody would in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so free. Now it's a hoodie song. Now put your hoodie on. And if you don't look good like Joker, then your hoodie wrong. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so fresh. With your hoodie on your head, oh no, you look a mess. Fresh and jumping, so I stay with my hoodie all day. When these buns show me love, then I call it hoodie play. I keep a hood on my head, cause my eyes be hella red. And when I got my hoodie on, y'all crunk a boy, hella sick. My jeans sagging low from my pocket full of dough. Underneath my hoodie, just in case I gotta spend some more. For sure, I look so good. Every time I'm in my hood, leaning in my Chevy V and down your block and dipping wood. Meaning, though I'm hooded rich and I keep a stupid knot. Every time I'm in my hoodie, people always love the chalk. So on my hood song, I just put my hood on. Keep that like I'm back and let them know I'm from the third zone. I wish somebody would in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so fresh. I wish somebody would in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hoodie, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so free. Now everybody rocking hoodies, yeah, I think I got a hit. Now everybody rocking hoodies, yeah, I think this song is hit. Now it's a hood thing, no way I let my hood slang. I'm just a hoodie lover, baby, and I wouldn't change. I'm gripping wood grain while you pull my hood string. And I'm a bad boy, but I got good game. I got my hoodie on my head and them J's on my feet and a pocket full of money just to make my swag complete. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it's about that time to let you one of these know that I've been about mine. I've been wearing hoods, I've been riding good, I've been blowing cushion, getting money in the hood. I've been half flows, I've been doing shows, I've been doing everything the real G supposed. I'm the one you heard about, making noise in the hood. And when I'm posting with my kids, we some boys and some dudes. I'll need somebody good in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hood, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so fresh. If I wish somebody good in my hood, my hoodie. Don't I look so good in my hood, my hoodie. I got my hoodie on my head, my hoodie on my head. I got my hoodie on my head and I'm so, so fresh.